Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At this point, we're past that. He's not a rookie anymore. And, we need his skill set. Does that mean it's going to translate into that kind of point production every night? No, it doesn't. I mean, we're not necessarily built like that. It's different guys and contributions from a lot of different guys. But Boston was jamming up, as they tend to do, first, second, sometimes third options out of what we're looking for. And Tyler was able to generate a lot of offense, on random situations, which you need against a very good defense.
All right, Coach Bo, that's all great, but there was no second, third, or fourth option late in that game. Tyler Herro was getting that ball, and they were making sure they were getting that ball. Little pick at the top of the key, whether you want to use it or not, go get him, kid. And he was knocking them down, the 20-year-old, 37 points, 17 in the fourth. Just unbelievable. I got to ask you guys, and it's got to kind of sink in with everything else we've seen in the history of the organization since this thing has been really, really good. Where's that 37 in Eastern Conference Finals? Where's that rank for games? Obviously, the LeBron James game
right. In
Boston. I mean, so to be fair, I mean, as good as that was last night, LeBron went in front of a packed house with Boston, needed that game at home to knock the Heat out, and he put together an unbelievable performance. Dwayne's big game against Dallas, that was...
Wait, Dwayne had a run in that 06 Dallas final,
That's
what I mean?
True.
A couple
That's
games
true.
In there.
There were a bunch.
Right.
But listen, man, he put himself in there, right? I mean, he put himself in a conversation. Timmy Hardaway had a ridiculous game or two.
Yep.
So, but man, I don't remember any of those guys being 20 years old.
No. Listen, there's only been one person ever in the history to score more than him at that age. Oh, yeah, Magic Johnson.
So yeah, in their rookie year.
Right.
In their rookie year. Magic's the only one.
He gets put into a special category for that, but the whole point is this kid comes off the bench. He's a rookie. You're expecting him to come out here and score, his 14 or 15 points, which he's done almost on a constant basis throughout the entire playoffs in the bubble. But last night was just something special. Last night he was just – when you're hot like that, you just keep going. And there was two or three guys or four guys, including Herro, that had decent games when it comes to scoring points. But Tyler Herro in that fourth quarter, Joe, you're right. There was no second option. There was no third option. There was no fourth option. It was more like, how do we get Tyler the ball and then just let him go?
Yeah. Well, Bam got some big offensive rebounds again.
Yep, he did.
Dragon hit a huge three in a corner. Wide open, but still, I mean, a lot of guys get wide open looks and don't make them at the end of the game. And he has been clutching. And Jimmy Butler has become one of the best free throw shooters late in games. They always feel like, oh man, they're all going in with Jimmy. So there was a lot of stuff going on, but yeah, the Tyler Herro story, who comes off the bench, even though he does play big minutes, and what a game! Just when you talk about things I never expected, 37. When you're always and by the way, every game's got a different personality. That's what's so cool about sports, and who's gonna have the big game? That's why we have fantasy, right? Sports, and who's gonna play well for you And who do you put in there that you don't expect? And all of a sudden, they just grow up and end up being as they said last night, well, Tyler Herro was the best player in this game tonight. And you were like, yeah, it's good. And by the way, how good does Pat Riley feel? They drafted him. And a lot of other people could have had him. And right now, if you were to look at the draft, he's third best guy in this draft. All of a sudden, you know, with what he's doing. Now, the other two guys have been home for like a month and a half now.
Right, right.
But Tyler Herro is, you look pretty good when you got Bam and Tyler. You drafted these two and you see how they're playing. Always makes those guys that make those decisions, which, by the way, I guess at the end of the day, goes back to Pat Riley. Is that right on the draft stuff? Yeah. Pat ain't drafting somebody if Pat doesn't like him, and he still likes to evaluate players and stuff. But hell of a win, man. Hell of a win. 3-1. They can wrap it up tomorrow night. Now 11-2 in the bubble.
And we got to have if the Heat do win, which I do believe they'll finish it off tomorrow night, that we all become Laker fans at that point because we want to see that series. Even though the Lakers probably at this point, top to bottom, especially top heavy, have much better players when it comes to that, when it comes to superstars. Just the fact that the Heat would have a chance to knock LeBron from getting another championship with Pat Riley in the stands and this Heat team and Jimmy Butler, like there's storylines. I don't know. I guess it's going to be nationwide storylines just because it's the Lakers in there and you know the Heat, how they're playing. But down here locally, wow. Can you imagine if somehow, some way the Heat could pull this one off and the Lakers are the team they beat or get to beat in the finals? Are you kidding me?
Oh, listen. All that.
You couldn't write a movie script like that, Joe.
All the storylines of LeBron and the way they're going to bring up how it ended with he and Pat. Uh-huh. They'll go back to that story. They'll go it's just the Lakers' great tradition against who are these guys, the Miami Heat, and everything in between. I'll say one thing, though. The Heat, again, don't have the star power at the top. Even the dog agrees with you this morning.
Wow, hold on.
Even the dog's all fired up. But I just look, and as we go through this, they don't have, and I'm looking ahead to the Lakers, and I shouldn't do it. I feel like I'm putting a whammy
on the team. Of course, I know what you mean.
But outside of the top two guys, he got a lot of good players now. I mean, it's not going to be that lopsided except what AD and LeBron can do, who are ridiculously good. And
well, they're two superstars in this league, two of the top six players in the league probably.
But after that, your guys start to fit in nicely for a large group. Like if you're to go around ranking their players and our players, after the top two, our guys are going to start fitting in there nicely. Jimmy Butler's going to be the third guy.
Right.
And then you start looking and going, they'd like to have a lot of our guys. Let's not make it sound like they wouldn't want Tyler Herro. Or Bam, come on. I mean,
outside of playoff Rondo, I think the Heat might have 3, 4, 5, 7. Like, they might have 4 of the next 5 guys. But, yeah, it's top-heavy. Lakers are top-heavy. When you have 2 of the top 6 players in the league,
they got
obviously.
2.
Right, right. But after that, you're right. Jimmy Butler, Bam, the way Gorin's playing, the way Tyler Herro's playing, that's probably your next 4 guys on that list outside of Rondo.
But that's what makes this run so impressive, because usually in the NBA, it is those top-heavy teams that are the last ones standing.
Right.
But the funny part about this, and Riley will never tell the truth, and he doesn't have to, because he is the culture man. But he's been preaching this, we got to have star power too.
Like, right, he has.
He's the guy that wanted Dwayne and Shaq. He's the guy who wanted the big three. He's the one that pretty much – everybody knows he's looking for somebody to join Jimmy and Bam. And now he's got to be looking going, damn. Maybe
we can
get all our fans back and we can do this and let everybody see it.
I like the tweet I saw late last night after the game. It said the biggest loser from last night is Bradley Beal, because there's no way they're trading Tyler Herro for a Bradley Beal type. Not the
I
way
don't
he played last
think they're
last
ever
night.
Getting ready. To
right? No, I just thought it was funny because now we're putting him in. Beforehand, it was like, oh, let's get all these stars, trade whoever you need to get us a big three down here. If you got to get rid of some of the young guys, you got to do what you got to do. You think Bam or Tyler Herro right now is on Pat Riley's list to say if we need to upgrade? These are
I don't think they ever
no
were.
No chance.
Zach,
right.
Zach, I'm just gonna say it. I mean, we can make. I don't think they've ever been. I think Bam and Tyler, their drafted first-round picks and their improvement were never like, if we can get certain guys, we're willing to give either one of these guys up. I think you can have Dragon I think you can have just about anybody else that we like. Even our three-point shooter probably can have. But they ain't giving up Tyler Hero, Bam, and Butler. And listen, he may. He still may. Pat, you know Pat, dealing Pat, man.
Right, right.
He may still, you know. People love stars, man, when they're watching games. I get it. But how good is this for when they open that arena back up and you have all those guys come back and people are going to be excited. You know, you're going to get your tickets back. You're seeing this for a year without it. People are calling the Heat going, hey, we're watching what's going on. We want our tickets next year, man. We're good to go for sure. Yeah, we're good. Don't leave us. Thursday night football tonight. Yeah, man, it doesn't stop. You ain't getting any sleep yet.
Nope.
Jags and Dolphins tonight. And then another late one tomorrow night, which is okay because you can sleep in Saturday, most of you. Unless you work
except
at
Arrow. Right.
Unless you just can't sleep in.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You're right.
That's
and then
what I meant, right.
Yeah. And then Saturday night.
Ooh.
Damn, I am so tempted to go down and watch that game. I am so tempted Saturday night because I don't have a game Sunday. I am so tempted to go down there. I called yesterday to see if I wanted to go. I'm like, damn. Those boxes, a lot of them are open. Sit back and watch that game in person. Damn. That's.
I'm in.
Don't tease me. Don't. I know. I don't tease me, man.
Right.
Don't tease me.
Did they give
me,
you
bro.
A plus one or plus two or anything like that?
I think there was a plus one, and my plus one doesn't want to go. So. You can go, but I'm not going.
I just have the post-game show. Other than that, I'm very available. I can make it home in time.
No, you got a late night, man. You got to focus and doing those post-game. Listen, I got great respect driving home. And whoever's going to be on the air tonight late when I'm driving home after midnight and listen somebody talk about the game.
Right.
Or the Canes and Woody and you guys. Hey, man, knowing it's always in the back of your mind. Damn, I got to get up in 4.5 hours,
right.
And I'm not even home yet. Uh-huh. Damn.
But I think it would help me to watch the game with you because I can't go to my usual go-to line. They don't recruit the same people because they kind of do, those two teams, right?
Yeah, not this week.
Kinda do.
So I don't even know what to say on the post-game show. So.
Yeah, you're going to have – and stop stealing now. We got to give that one a rest. Because I heard somebody on a college show the other day go, they don't even recruit the same guys. This win is
–
because anytime you're trying to make a point about a team that's outside the Power 5 that beats a Power 5 team, a good Power 5 team, you know it's coming when they're trying to make their point. It's like, they don't even recruit the same players.
It's just a polite way of saying, like, you just lost to a team you shouldn't lose to.
Absolutely. That's exactly what that is.
It's a nice, like, when you lose to, like, FIU or something, it's a nice way to say that.
So, and I want to leave you with this. So we are looking, and Zach and I was telling Zach the other day, I said, Zach, look at that UCF line team.
Right.
And look at how many guys they have from Dade and Broward alone. Not Palm Beach, no, Dade and Broward. We came up with like 27 or 28 guys.
I couldn't believe it. Even a kid from Key West, right.
So part of me, man, and I mean all our schools. They're representing all our schools over there. A little piece has got to stay with UCF, doesn't it? Like, just for the guys, their families live here. All right, maybe not. All right, hey, Zach, what do you got for us?
Who does UCF have this weekend? Tulsa or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'll be a barn
burner. What do they got? Cincinnati and Memphis are their two tough games coming up?
Well, the war on I-4 is the last game of the season, which will probably be the biggest game of the entire college football
year. That's only if you guys can figure out how to beat COVID-19.
The point spread in that game, by the way, is going to be 50. And I still would take UCF. Let me tell you about Diamonds Direct, by the way. Let me tell you about my friends at Diamonds Direct and what they're doing. The sale, this unbelievable sale they're having there right now. Everyone's taking advantage of Diamond Direct's 5-year zero interest financing offer. In fact, how about this? Store hours have been extended to include this Sunday to accommodate the demand. They're in Boca behind the Town Center Mall, an incredible new and different kind of jewelry store. If you haven't been there yet, it's like 30 jewelry stores in one. You have to check this out. And you got to take advantage of the best and most aggressive offer they've ever had and probably you've ever seen. 5-year 0% interest financing on anything at But there is a caveat. It ends September 30th. So you got to get over there this weekend. Got to get over there today. Take advantage of this. You pick any item. You get the Diamonds Direct Amazing Value Deal. Make no down payment. Spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest, whether you purchase a $3,000 necklace, $30,000 ring, whatever it is, you can do this. You're going to love what Diamonds Direct has brought to this region. It is by far South Florida's largest selection of exquisite diamonds in all shapes and sizes, all a direct importer, no middleman value prices. Case after case of diamond fashion, world-class designer jewelry, including over 4,000 designer engagement ring mountings, if you're in the business for that right now. Don't miss this amazing opportunity. It's 5 years, zero interest on any purchase. Remember, Diamonds Direct will be open this Sunday afternoon for your convenience. Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca. Go to DiamondsDirect.com. That's the website for more details. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
All right, everybody, get up this morning. You're going, damn, the Heat are up 3-1. One win away from going to NBA Finals. Potentially against the Lakers, although I don't want to get ahead of myself because Denver, man, you talk about a team that's like nobody gives us respect. They're slowly getting it, with especially with their top two players that they have that have also kind of exploded in this tournament, a lot like our man Tyler Hero and his 37 points last night, and now needing just one win. But I think I speak on behalf of a lot of people. How cool would it be if we can look ahead? And radio, you can do it because I don't have to play and I don't have a coach coming in screaming at me that I'm looking ahead and stuff. But when you're on radio, you can say, come on, man. LeBron and the Lakers versus the Miami Heat. You know what kind of numbers you're going to see here in South Florida on that
one?
Oh,
man. Are you
kidding me? I'm going to be honest. Everything else, going to have to take a back seat. The great story with UM. I don't want to get carried away, because if Miami wins this game against Florida State, is Clemson the following game? Is that right?
You have a week off and then Clemson, yeah.
So that's gonna be a big old game. That'll be the check of like, all right, we're gonna find out where your program is. But listen, man, the story is gonna be your top three or four story. Barry will have 17 stories a day, man. The Miami Heat take on LeBron and the Lakers. Oh, my God.
Could the Dolphins put their little toe in the water at that point, maybe put Tua out there?
That would be
the only thing? Right, yeah.
That would be the only thing if everybody's trying to hold on to the Heat. The Canes have to keep winning, and they have been fun. You know, yesterday and this week, it's been the first time during football season that – I've had people ask me to come on and do radio shows to talk about the Canes. Just the story in different markets. I just thought, wow, that's really cool. That hasn't happened in a long, long time to talk about, you know, the new offense, the new coordinator, the Eric King, the transfer portal, and all the stories that, by the way, you'll get plenty of from Herbie on Saturday night for sure. As I have no idea what to expect in that game, right? Because Florida State's going to come out. They're going to come in all fired up. We'll have more to talk about tomorrow about the game on Saturday night.
You got nothing to lose,
Hard Rock Stadium.
Florida State team. Nothing to lose.
And
they're not expected to win that game. They're having a bad off season. Their coach won't even be there. They have nothing to lose. Very, very tough team to play when that happens. They're just playing. They're not, the Canes are a top 12 team with a lot on the line for them.
Yeah. Still Florida State.
Right.
You'd admit, though, for some reason, you come out like last year where we got this one, where the Canes, and you play like that, which I've never seen them do that. The Florida State-Miami game doesn't have a history of that. Usually you get all-out effort from both teams. But, listen, right now Miami's just got a better – you don't say this a lot of years. I don't feel comfortable saying this. But Miami's clearly got a better team right now. Florida State's not where it needs to be. It's going to take some time for recruiting, and they will get – they'll get guys that want to go. They're good players. That's not – but I think the transfer portal and what Manny Diaz did with that – not to mention a really nice little recruiting class last year. and another one that's on its way. If you can hold on to that, you keep playing the way you're playing, you'll more than hold on to that with those young defensive tackles and all the guys that you've got committed for next year. But he's got himself a nice little roster right now. I don't know how it ranks up with the big guys. I don't. I got to see a lot more than Louisville on the road. But the De'Ari King back there in this new offense, even the offensive line, this is the best the offensive line has played. Want to see more of that as well. So we'll see, man. But what a fun week it's going to be.
Right.
But, Joe, they have to take care of business in this game because you look at the schedule coming up here and there's no margin for error in any of these games, but especially in this FSU game, you're a double-digit favorite going into this one. And you just look at the upcoming schedule. Miami's got to take care of this one.
Well, they got North Carolina on the schedule. They have Pitt on the schedule. Those right off the bat, and Virginia Tech, that thing always, Virginia.
That's never easy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier after this game is what I'm saying. So they need to take care of business in this one.
Well, they're going to find out where they are, not in this game, but Clemson coming
up. Yeah,
on
October 10th.
The 2 weeks after that, because you're at Clemson, and then you got Pitt at home.
Clemson is going to be the, like, right, that's kind of like Michigan goes, all right, we're playing Ohio State. We're going to find out where we are, right? We've had a good year. There's Alabama. Everybody in the SEC goes, we got to play Alabama. We'll find out where we are. Alabama had all those guys come back. And so Miami will find out. I think it's a great time to play them, right? Have a week off and then
right.
Give them time and give them something brand new to look at with this offense against Clemson. We'll have a better roster. That's not up for debate, in my opinion, at a lot of positions. It's just they're loaded because the recruiting classes, even when they lose 5, 6, 7 guys, they are just tearing it up on the recruiting end of things as well right now.
Do they recruit the same people, Joe? Or
yes.
Clemson, Miami, similar?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Some, but – there's a group when it's a top national guy that Clemson jumps in, and then that's a private club of recruiting. You want to guess the schools that are in it? Bama, Ohio State, Georgia or LSU or somebody like that.
Right.
Those are the guys. You're not always invited. Now, it doesn't happen a lot, but there is a few national guys that – And let's face it, if your school, that's the other thing about college football. If your school has guys, you're spitting guys out at a certain position into the pros and first round, usually the top guys want to go to that school.
Right.
That's just a fact. If you're having great success at a certain position and guys are going, man, that guy's going, oh, that school, oh, man, they always got good at that. They're always good at that position. Oh, that guy's leaving. Oh, that other guy. I'm going to give you another one. There's a good chance after this year, the top tight end or one of the two or three top tight ends in the country is going to want to come to Miami.
Right, of course.
Because I got news for you. Those two guys can play in the NFL.
They will be playing in the NFL shortly.
I'd rather have those two guys than the top two guys for the Dolphins.
It's crazy because that's not the only position this week you've said that.
No. Well, the other one.
Right, defensive end, right.
The other one was I'd much rather have Phillips and Russo.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm reading about Roche, too. A lot of people think he's playing a lot better than I'm giving him credit for. What do you guys think of Roche's play through the first couple games from what you've seen?
I haven't seen anything where it looks like he's the, you know, Greg Rousseau of this team. But, I think...
That's a bad example.
Well, they're both...
That's a top 10 dude. I mean,
Roche's a 19th pick in most mock drafts, 19 or 20. So he's a top 20 guy anyway. Top 25 guy anyway. So he's right up there. But I think Jalen Phillips, to me, is shown a little bit more spunk, I guess you could say, a little bit more wow.
I think Jalen Phillips' size and what we've seen is just – I didn't have any idea
crazy.
What to expect.
Right.
Yeah,
Didn't he gain like 30 or 40 pounds since he's been here?
He's got the there's a guy who took some time off to right? get healthy and get everything behind him, and hopefully he can keep it going. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff. We've got Hollywood's headlines coming up. Ben Bowe's going to help us break down this Dolphins game tonight. Adjustments defensively. By the way, I hope one of our first-round picks, Igbinoghene, got a good night's rest because he's going to have to play a lot of football again tonight. Byron Jones is out of the lineup. Right now, tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take a break before we get to all that and tell you what is going on in Dade Broward. Not just Palm Beach, but down in Monroe County. We got Chevy dealerships that are so excited about these products. The new 2020 cars, trucks, and SUVs, man, have never been better. Let's face it. I think we're all looking at the same thing. You want a great deal that you can afford. Let's start with that. You want a great look. You need space, but you also want safety features. All that stuff's important to you. Bam! That's what your South Florida Chevy dealers feel so good about everything, starting with that great look. Hey, listen, the new Tahoes, and those new Suburbans, if you need a lot of space, I can't do any better than that. Silverado trucks, my gosh, they're so durable. You see them all over the road for a reason. They have so many different styles for you. There's one to fit your lifestyle and what you need day to day, 7 days a week. Boy, Silverado trucks are on fire, and we got fantastic deals. But the new 2020 Traverse, if you're looking for a midsize SUV, you want to step down from the Tahoe down, boy, I'll tell you what, the new Traverse is so much fun to drive, but it's a midsize SUV, but it's still got all this space for your big family. That's right. It doesn't compromise any of the style. It looks great. And then our smaller SUV, that Equinox SUV with the technology and active safety features, really is fun to drive, man. Really fun. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Oh, man. Seen a lot of Chevy Blazers through the years, but nothing that looks this good. Nothing that looks this good. So you're taking a test drive. You're starting to look around. Spend a little time at your South Florida Chevy days. Wait till you sit down and get the Chevy open road sale and find out what you can save and afford every month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Check it out today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning there, sir?
All right, guys, you want to take a little trip up to New York here? More problems for Adam Gase, man. Oof. His players are coming out now saying that practice isn't going so well. Bradley McDougal, the safety on the team, came out and said, we've had some slow practices, and it correlates to the game. He continued on. Then another player, Avery Williamson, went on WFAN and agreed with the other players. So Gase's practice habits now are being called into question, just in case enough of Adam Gase's stuff hasn't been questioned here lately. Here's him getting asked about it yesterday.
Adam, when players question the practice intensity, the perception is that it's the coaches not preparing them well. How do you think you've prepared the team the first 2 weeks?
I mean, nobody said anything during the week. I mean, I felt like we had really good tempo to practice. I mean, sometimes, you know, an individual guy, if he wants to change something, we talk about it every week. You know, it's not like it's not an open forum. If somebody doesn't like the way something's going, I mean, we can easily speak up.
Oof. So bad.
And they did speak up in the newspaper and on the radio.
So there's a bunch. First of all, there's a problem when the players say we're having sluggish practices that aren't very good. And the coach is going, I disagree. I think the practices are great. I've never heard that. I've only heard it the other way, where the coach goes, like Coach Shula, like he believed you had to have good practices during the week to play well. That old school stuff. Right now they don't even practice. But in the old day, like, hey, we need two good practices this week if we're going to play well. And, you know, and the guys are going, damn, man, I don't know if it means that. That's a tough one, but these guys, such a bad look.
Jeez.
And then one guy goes, hey, coach, I just wanted to call you and let you know, man, we weren't taking a shot at you.
Right,
who do you think you were taking a shot at when you said our practices are sluggish?
Right, right. We weren't taking a shot at you.
I always laugh too, man. And this is what happens when Coach Shula is your coach and drafts you, and you're around him for 6 or 7 years. I always think, like, nobody would have been that stupid on our team to go to the media and say our practices are really bad.
Nope. I doubt it.
Right. It had you in tears.
Right.
He would have had you in tears.
And you guys had.
And he would have said in front of the whole team, he would have called you out in front of, back then, all 45 guys. And you would have looked over at your buddies and they'd have their head down like, I don't know you, man. You're on your own. Oh, man.
What a joke. All right, guys, tough story here. This one really stings. Not only did South Florida go up and take the beating of a lifetime against Notre Dame 52-0, Notre Dame was kind enough to give them COVID as well while they were there.
USF really got the horns here, man.
Their game against FAU, which was, really one of the best storylines in all of college football this weekend, Taggart versus old team, and just, you know, really good drama there. That game won't happen. One of multiple games, guys, that have been canceled this weekend.
Probably better for you guys.
I think we had a shot against FAU.
You know who you got to blame?
Before kickoff.
Blame friggin' Lou Holtz. Right? Lou Holtz and his whole take on everything.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
he's a bad guy.
How do you get... God, that's got to be a bad Saturday, right? You get a 50-burger put on you, then half your team's got COVID?
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough they kick your ass, but then on top of it, you leave the damn COVID-19. Now we can't even play against FAU?
The sad part of that game is I told all my buddies, we all agreed at 28-0 we would turn it off, and I watched the whole game.
Right, of course you did.
I just wanted to see.
You were looking for some of the young guys? You wanted to see if some of the young guys that were going to get in the second half?
He's waiting for that big comeback. Still
yeah,
waiting.
I wanted to see some of those 5 stars we have on the bench, see if they were any good.
That wasn't going to happen.
Moving right along here, guys, we have a heavyweight boxer named Jarrell Miller who has recently failed a drug test, and he is claiming it's due to a sexual performance pill that he's been using. He was serving a 6-month suspension from the WBA for failing multiple drug tests ahead of a fight he was supposed to have with Anthony Joshua last year. He was supposed to have a fight against a guy named Jerry Forrest that was also canceled due to another positive test for a banned substance. And he has failed another drug test since here, and now he is blaming the performance pill.
Come on, Joe. Tell him to look in the mirror, Joe.
I wasn't even going to do that. I was just like, what could it be? Like, I've tried about every sex pill there is. Like, whatever. Like, is there something besides the blue pill?
Yeah, there's gas station pills also you could take, Joe.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You ever taken one of those?
I haven't taken the. By the way, we had a bunch of guys call in and go, "You got to take them, Joe. They're unbelievable."
Get them for like $5. $10.
I'm very hesitant to take a pill from a gas station.
Bro, can I just tell you something? I hope at your age you don't have to take anything. I still need a little something to kickstart the engine from time to time. You don't.
I'm not surprised to hear that, Joe.
I'm cheating the system a little bit, man. I hope you're not cheating the system already.
I don't want to get into my personal details too much here, Joe, but things are going okay for me at this young age. But no, I just wouldn't, in general, would not take a pill from a gas station.
I don't know how long ago we did that. We were talking and people telling us about going and trying it. Said, Joe, it's unbelievable.
The $5 and $10 pills work good.
Is that how much those things are?
Yeah.
What's that called? Did anybody know the name of it?
I
know where it's located.
Isn't
by
it
the
called
way.
Like horny goat or something?
Horny goat weed. That's what it is. Right.
Anybody
Not
out
that
there
I
had
hate
great,
them, but...
anybody yeah. had great sure. success with horny goat?
I believe it's horny goat weed.
Oh, horny goat weed. Let me know if it's work. Right. Something that sounds good on a Friday or Saturday.
Right.
You make a goat noise too, Joe?
God, I wish I didn't hear that. And if you're going to text us in, by the way, send your age also if you've tasted horny goat weed. I got it. Now I got to know this.
Yeah. Okay.
Vic Bermudez just said, remember Chad Johnson admitted to taking Viagra prior to NFL games.
Oh, I was going to say, I wasn't surprised that Vic took it. The guy takes everything.
Mexican meat. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Moving along here, guys. Did you catch, by any chance, the high-speed chase yesterday that they had on live television?
No. I like watching those. I didn't see it.
There was quite the high-speed chase yesterday. Started in Broward and made its way. It was a long chase. Made its way all the way to Dade.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me the best ones are always out in L.A. Those
no, it was a local. It was a local high-speed chase, Joe.
It tells you I didn't watch the local news yesterday. Sorry.
So the weirdest part of this thing is this guy's driving like 100 and something miles an hour. I was watching it on, I think it was on CBS4, I was watching it, and they had like a speedometer on there to tell you how fast the guy was going the whole time, which was pretty cool too. So the guy was like topping out 140, he's driving his Mercedes, and he all of a sudden just stopped on the shoulder on the turnpike and got out.
Oh, he was done driving.
They had him on chopper the entire time, and they were, you know, they didn't call the guy an idiot, but he's basically an idiot because he couldn't. I mean, you're not going to get away from a chopper.
Mm. At what point when you're doing that and you realize this is getting pretty serious, that you finally you just go, you know, I'm just going to pull over and get this over. This was
After starting in Broward and making it to Dade, I think he was on like Fort Lauderdale when it started.
He didn't want to get caught in that Dade County traffic. I don't blame him.
And by the way, it all started from a road rage incident between a couple of drivers, which resulted in gunfire. Guy, he didn't even know.
Have you guys noticed road rage is way up with everything going on right now?
Oh, there's 2020. A lot of angry people out there, Joe.
Just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go to jail for. I mean, that guy's done for.
I was in Tamarack yesterday, and I was trying to get over to get in a lane to make a turn, and I was waiting for a guy, and a guy slowed down with me and just started screaming. And yeah, it's not a good time to be fighting with people, so you just kind of drive on, but like I guess I can get to the next turn. I don't need that one. But man, a lot of angry people out there right now.
Just different make sure whatever you do when you drive, don't use your turn signal because people will speed up. It's the South Florida way.
It's ugly right now, Woody. It's ugly.
All right, I had one more for you guys. I think we'll save it for tomorrow, though. It's actually
go ahead.
I'd like to save it for tomorrow, Joe. We have to get to Bo here.
You know what?
I'll tease you with that. It's something I think you'll like for tomorrow.
It's called Hollywood's Headlines for a reason, my man. But we got the big fella, Kim Bocamper, going to join us coming up in a few minutes. Matter of fact, you know what? I think Saturday night for the UM game, I think it may call. Maybe it's time I get it out of the house and go watch that at Bocamper's. I think that's what it's calling for. I'll tell you what else I'm calling for right now. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, I just want to let you know, you don't have to go be miserable at a bank. You don't. And go through the whole bank experience, slow process of trying to get approved. Fixed rate mortgages right now are in the twos. A lot of people are refinancing. But what good is it to refinance when the banks take forever and ever and ever to finally get you done? And you're like, if you don't hurry, I'm going to lose these great rates. You're not going to have that problem with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. In a lot of cases, it gets you a better rate anyway. But he works 7 days a week. He doesn't work what, you know, we always laugh about banker's hours. Oh, you work banker's hours. Not Michael Kotze. He works old school hours. That's 7 days a week to take care of you. By the way, even if your credit score's down a little bit over the last few months, you've been a little slow paying things and it's affected, don't worry, man. I just want to let you know, fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. Choice Mortgage and Michael Kotze want to make sure they help take care of you, get it done, get you approved. Any question? If you're renting right now, now's the time to finally buy something. Money is cheap right now for you, man. And Michael Kotze can do it all for you. No prepayment penalty. I'm telling you, man, he's got a lot of good news for you, and his service is fantastic. Going to work 7 days a week. He'll be working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, even with all these sporting events going on. He's been in business since 1994, triple-A rating with the Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 166254. You have any question about your situation, about any mortgage you're interested in, about finding a home and now needing a mortgage, Michael Kotze is the guy to go to. Refinancing the whole works. 561 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Call or text him. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.